This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
We just stepped out of the shower. He'll be down in a minute.
All right, listen, you guys can't go... Did you just say we?
What?
Did you just say we just stepped out of the shower?
I said he.
Right, okay.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
Well, I know you're a big fan of the Piano Man, Billy Joel.
I am indeed.
I really enjoy the show.
He's right up there.
Well, he has had to cancel his tour.
Yeah, and he was playing a bunch of stadium tours with Sting.
All of them canceled.
Uh-oh.
He is seeking treatment for something called NPH, which is normal pressure hydrocephalus, a condition that affects the brain.
I was going to say, I have no idea what that is, but just from the sound of it, it sounds terrible. Yeah, he was playing, he had a bunch of shows that were coming up in Vegas. I think he was playing a residency, not at the Sphere, but...
So he is saying that recent performances have exacerbated his symptoms. Mm. He's had problems with hearing, vision, and balance. He is undergoing specific physical therapy and has been advised to refrain from performing during the recovery period. Now, NPH is a condition where fluid accumulates in the brain, and it's not fatal. It's not something that is going to kill him, mm-hmm. probably because he has a lot of money and really good doctors.
Sure.
But you can slow it down. I just wonder if he is ever going to take the stage again, because, I mean, it just, your brain, like, it's cognitive decline. You memory loss and concentration problems.
And he's 77 years old. So you wonder, let's say he takes this year off, maybe, to recover. Next thing you know, you're 78, 79, it's a valid point. At what point does Billy, who's got a pile of money, and he's got a couple little kids, too. Remember, he remarried, and he's got two kids that are, like, 8 or something.
I mean, I think he would probably want to get back out there. He seems like a guy who'll keep going like Willie Nelson.
He didn't write any music, though.
But...
He didn't put out anything new, and... Well, I guess he put out one new song, but he didn't write it.
He doesn't need to.
No.
He goes on... He fills stadiums, so...
Yep.
You have to think he would want to get back out there, but if he can't, I mean, I don't know, the symptoms may not allow for it.
Hmm.
And what a sad day that will be.
That will be sad.
We've seen the last Billy Joel show.
Well, it's possible. Might not tour, but he's going to do MSG one more time.
I don't know, dude.
I mean, he played his residency there. And
that's his spot. Wasn't he playing once a month there or something?
Look, if he's capable, I'm sure he will. I'm just saying, this is not to be... This is a brain disease.
Yeah.
Like, it's not good.
No, it's not good. Yeah, he was at... I saw him last year at T-Mobile. I want to say it was probably around this time, a year and a half ago. And so, if this is it... Hey, look, he's still... Because he would have been, what, 76 then? Look, I've seen Billy. Billy was my first ever concert. I was 7th, 8th grade, something like that. He was my first ever concert, and I've seen him... 25 times, and the one thing he certainly is not what he was. He has people hit the high notes for him. He doesn't dance around anymore, sits at the piano. Still twirls the mic a little bit on some of the songs, like Still Rock and Roll to Me. Of all the aging acts that I've seen, he holds it together pretty well. He doesn't play all the songs the same way, but I would not say that you shouldn't go see Billy Joel. And I'm honest about it, because I love Willie and Bob Dylan. I can't do it. It's so bad, it's hard to watch him. And Billy was never at that point. He still sounded and looked, he didn't look good, but he sounded well and still put on a good show.
So it's a very rare condition. They say fewer than 3% of adults over the age of 65 get this. And he's got it.
Yeah, that's a good question. Is that the last time he's on stage, or at least maybe the last time he's toured? Like you said, I could see him playing a farewell show at the Garden. Or
if he does get back out there, it's one of those deals where they're propping him up so that he can make a bunch of money, and he's terrible.
I hope not.
And he can't remember the words. And
well, I remember, like, Tony Bennett, when he got diagnosed with, I think he had Alzheimer's, and he did a run of shows with Lady Gaga before, it was kind of like the farewell. So maybe next year at some point, that's just it. I mean, God, once you get to like 80 years old, I mean,
not everyone. Barry Manilow's still out there.
Yeah. You think it's just the money is just hard to turn down?
Yes. And I see Billy Joel as a guy who's like, dude, if they're going to still pay me tens of millions to put on one show in a stadium and people will come see it, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. That's a valid
point. Probably be a hard thing to for anybody. Like, would you turn that down? One night?
Well, I guess if you have all, I mean, at what point do you have enough? But yeah, I mean,
it's probably fun too.
Yeah.
Has to be intoxicating.
Yeah.
That many people cheering you on.
Got the hots out there running around.
Everyone loving you.
I'm guessing that there is probably nothing quite like hearing, 50,000 people sing your song back to you. And at that point, you really don't have to be good. I mean, everyone sings along anyways, and you kind of stand up there. But he also strikes me as the sort of guy that won't want to do it if he can't do it. Like, I really don't think he would, because he's talked about one of the reasons he doesn't write new music and put it out there is he's like, it won't be any good. And some of those, he doesn't sing some of the songs. Like, he acknowledges that he's not the same guy. And I do think that he might be the sort of guy that just says when he knows he's bad that he won't keep doing it.
Well, I hope not.
Yeah, it's no good when you see your favorite artist like that. And I mean, I remember I can tell you a handful. Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, Van Halen. I saw Aerosmith a number of years ago. Ugh. Yeah, and these are all, bands that I grew up with. That's one of the crappy parts about getting old is you see all your favorites.
Steven Tyler, 77.
And I saw him when, I mean, this one had to be years and years ago. And I'll tell you, I don't think he can sing anymore. I think he's shot. AC/DC's like that. The last time I saw AC/DC. I mean, it's a rough go.
Well, nothing beats Willie Nelson still out there at 92.
I don't know how.
Unbelievable.
It's criminal. But again, go back to...
Is it Frankie Valli that's still out there too?
Frankie Valli. That's the worst.
How old is he?
That's elder abuse. He doesn't even sing. They put him up there with all like the cast of Jersey Boys or whatever, and they just run him around.
He's 91. He's not even as old as Willie.
Yeah, look, Willie's bad, but if you haven't seen any of the Frankie Valli videos, look up Frankie Valli. Like, they're rolling him out there, and I'm not kidding. He has no idea where he's at. Like, none. And they give him a microphone, but the microphone isn't really turned on. So he just stumbles around the stage while, like I said, like the cast of the Broadway cast, like the Jersey Boys, sing his songs. And then he just kind of stumbles around, and he's like a Roomba. He's like biting at the end, like just kind of spinning, and no one really knows what's happening. And it's...
You know who's holding up really well, from what I gather? You know how old Don Henley is?
I mean, he's got to be in his... I mean, he's Billy. He's got to be in his 70s or 80s.
He's 77.
Yeah.
He's holding up really well. He's still out there with them, right? He's out there.
Do they still tour?
Yeah.
I think Glenn Frey's kid... Yeah, because I think Glenn Frey's kid's in there, and then they got Big Fat Vince Gill.
And the other one is you don't hear anything about U2 slipping much.
I'm not a U2 guy, so I can't comment.
Bono's 65.
Really?
Yeah. Getting up there, dude.
Well, I wanted to look up when this came out. Oh, God, that's longer than I thought. So maybe this isn't quite the same. I thought it was maybe within the last, like, 5 or 6 years. It was 2015. Don Henley put out a country album called Cass County in 2015. It's really, really good.
So he was 67
at the
time?
He was 60, yeah. And it's a really... It's one of my favorite country albums that have come out in a long time. And I was like, hey, that's... And then I realized it was 10 years ago.
Yeah, they're at the Sphere right now, the Eagles.
The Eagles?
And he's with them.
Okay.
So, and that's, you know, hey. 77, dude.
And still looks pretty good.
He's holding up.
Was that saw the Eagles 2018 at Safeco? Don Henley sounded spectacular. Again, 7 years ago.
Yeah, that was a while, but, I mean, he's still going. I mean, you just don't, I don't know. You don't hear much about his decline. I mean, the Eagles sound good. I've seen them.
Yeah.
Clips of them on their tour.
I think the Who are getting ready to come around one last time.
Yeah, see, I don't know how they sound these days.
Don't know.
Because they're old as hell, too.
Yeah, they're all. And my fear is, I want my groups that I love, and Billy would be included in this. I would like, and it's, you know, what do I, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
They don't give a rip what I think. I would rather them announce a retirement than see them go through that.
Totally.
Like, and because my favorite, most of my favorites are more hard rock or metal. Like, and Metallica, they're all in their 60s, and they sound phenomenal. And they put on an amazing show, and they're still the biggest metal rock band in the world right now. But at some point, I'm very fearful that, like, 69-year-old James Hetfield, I'm going to go see him and be like, oh, my God. Like, stay. Don't. And then it's just, I hope at some point Pearl Jam and the Foo Fighters and some of these bands that I grew up loving that are, like, my favorites, I'm hoping that they have a nice tip of the cap and walk into the sunset.
Did I tell you, somebody else said Sammy Hagar's holding up really well.
I've heard that.
He is.
Yeah, he looks pretty good. I see him on Howard Stern sometimes.
He's 77. Same age as Henley and...
And he's probably had some hard living too, right?
Well, you'd think.
Yeah.
A lot of tequila.
Well, and the Stones put out a new album not too long ago.
Yeah, Mix 81.
It sounds really good. He just knocked someone up a couple years ago.
Sure did.
Mick's got a little baby.
He won't stop doing that. All right, we got to go. Coming up next, we talk about the most overrated animal, the coyote. Here's Will.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.